As you sit there, comfortably resting, you can begin to realize that you can really begin to relax. Just take a deep breath, and as you exhale, you can imagine you're seated in a beautiful clearing in a wonderfully magical forest. It's toward evening, and the stars are just starting to emerge, and the sky is a deep, dark, beautiful blue. And perhaps in the distance, you can imagine the bubbling sound of a brook, or the pleasant sound of crickets that soothe and calm you in the safe, warm forest. And you can begin to imagine that over your head, a warm, comfortable light starts to bathe your head. And as it does, you can feel your face just start to relax. Just let every little muscle around your eyes just begin to relax completely. And take a deep breath and exhale slowly and just relax even more deeply. And as the light moves down over your face, you can let the tiny muscles around your mouth just relax completely. And you can even let your teeth part slightly and go even more deeply relaxed. And as the restful light shines down over your throat and over your neck, you may get the urge to swallow now, and that's okay, as you just relax even more. Just let yourself sink down lower and just go deeper and deeper relaxed. And let the light float down over your shoulders and into your chest and breathe out stress as you go deeper and deeper relaxed. And relax your stomach too. And as the light moves down your arms and into your hands, you can let every finger relax completely now. And let the light begin to move down the back of your head too, and into your neck, and down into your spine, letting your upper back just go limp and relax. And as the light moves into your hips and down your thighs, just take another deep breath and flow down even more, deeply relaxed. And as the light relaxes your legs and flows through your knees and into your calves and shins, just relax even deeper now, and relax your ankles, and let the relaxation spread around your heels and into your feet, even causing every toe to just relax completely, and breathe deeply. Relaxing, deeply breathing and relaxing. And now you can just imagine that you stand up in the beautiful clearing and begin to walk slowly and deliberately to the edge of the forest, and as you look down, you can notice a cool flight of marble steps, cool and green, leading down into the warm, safe depths of the forest below. And it's very comfortable to begin to descend the steps. And so you start to slowly and carefully walk like a sleepwalker down the marble steps to the safe depths of the warm forest. And you might even imagine the smell of the evergreen trees as you go deeper. And as I count down from 10 to 0, you can go all the way into deep trance. 10, just relax even deeper. 9, and slowly descend in your imagination. 8, and wherever you go, my voice will go with you, and you are very safe. 7, and very comfortable. 6, as you go deeper and deeper and deeper into trance. 5 times deeper than before, going deeper into a restful trance. Only 3 steps to go as you realize that 1 can always go deeper and deeper into trance now. On 0, all the way into a deep, pleasant trance. And you can recognize at a deep level the sort of sensations that cause you to feel safe as you go deeper to the place where your unconscious mind can enable you to enjoy a restful state that develops into something very comfortable. Places await you as you feel the sense or nonsense of all of this. That's right. And go deeper to that place now where you can feel all that your unconscious has to offer you in trance. And in that place, that very safe place you can always go back to, it's always there in your mind, and in that place you are strong and healthy and in control, because you are in control of your life, Manuel. You can do whatever you want to do. I know there are some things you think you are not in control of, but in fact, you really are in control of everything. You can decide for yourself what you do. No one can tell you anything else. You can decide, for example, what to eat. You can't decide what to wear. And you can't decide when you get up and when you go to bed, can't you? And you can decide what habits you want to have. And you can't decide what you want to get rid of. And if something bothers you, you want to stop it. You've got the power to do that because you, Manuel, are in control. You have that ability to be completely in control. And no matter how long something has gone on, you can stop it immediately. You just make the decision. And you know that, don't you? And that's how you do it. Because just look at your life. You have achieved so many things in your life. There was a time as a child when you couldn't even tie your own shoelaces, and you did that. And there may have been times when making friends may have been a challenge, and you did that. And there may have been times when getting a job or getting through school or meeting girls may have been a challenge as well. But you did all of these things. You did all of these things. And you have achieved a lot in your life, especially in your business life. You've achieved enormous success in your business life using your own willpower, your own ability to focus on priorities. And so you have that same ability to achieve anything you want. And you come here today because there is something you want. There's something that you are determined to do. And you now know you can do that because you are sitting there and you've made a decision. And your decisions affect your life. And you know you can do this because you are in control. You decide and you act. And that's it. It's always been like that. And it always will be. That's right. Now I'm going to rapidly count from 10 down to 1 as we go deeper into trance. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You just went down 10 steps of a staircase. You're now deep into trance. Now, at the bottom of the staircase, where you are now, I want you to open a door. Now, I want you to let me know that you've opened that door by raising the index finger of your left hand. Excellent. Now, behind that door are parts of yourself, and there's all the parts of yourself that make you who you are. There's all the parts in there of your creativity, of your intelligence, your sense of humor, your many abilities, your drive to succeed. And you can imagine going through that door and finding yourself in amongst all those good parts of yourself. And there's all the parts that make you feel good about yourself. And you can imagine them meeting you. And you feel so good because every part of you is valuable. Every part of you intends for your own benefit. Every thought you have, every idea you have is actually for your own good, for your own benefit. And as you look around that room, you can see all those wonderful parts. And yet, there's a part missing. And you look carefully around that room, and you see on the far wall, there's a door. This is a black door. And you go to that door and you open it carefully. And inside there, there's another part of you. There's a part of you in there that keeps you smoking. And you look around and there's that small, frightened part that keeps you smoking. Because this part wanted to help you when you started smoking all those years ago. It thought it was doing something really good for you. But over the years, it has realized it made a mistake. You should never have started smoking. And now it is frightened of what you will say and what you might do. But every part of you is valuable. And every part of you means well. And so, I'd like you to go down and embrace that part. Comfort it. Tell it you realize that it made a mistake. That it's okay to make mistakes. That the only thing that's not okay is if you keep making the same mistakes. And in your own way, however you can, you persuade that smoking part of you that it's okay, that it can stop doing that now, that it doesn't matter anymore because you've made that decision. And you can take that part and leave the room now. And as you leave the room, the door closes behind you. And that small, frightened part, as it goes in amongst all the other parts, it begins to change and grow and gets stronger and brighter. And you can introduce that part to the part of you that is creative, the part of you that knows how to do new things. And you can work with that part that was smoking. And you can come up with many creative things you can do instead of smoking that will give you the same benefits. One of the things that you can do whenever there is a desire to smoke or whenever there's a stress point, whatever will be a trigger, whatever triggers, you can practice in that moment deep breathing. Breathing in very fast and exhaling very slow. And you can do this for 10 seconds, 30 seconds, 1 minute, however long you feel is necessary to maintain your control as a non-smoker. You can also simply close your eyes when it is safe to do so. Close your eyes for 15 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute or longer, whatever it takes to calm you right down and break the habit, break the pattern of smoking. It could be you smiling from ear to ear. Doesn't matter if it's a sincere smile or an insincere smile. All of these new behaviors are designed to break the back of the habit of smoking. That's right. Exactly. And you'll be amazed at how many other things will come up, more things you can do that will replace the habit that you used to have. And it might be brushing your teeth. It might be, who knows? But the creative part of you, that wonderful, rich, creative part of you that's helped you all your life will help you now. And you can substitute different behavior for the ones you've had. And you can get curious as to what those behaviors might be because you will find them arriving naturally at the time that you need them. And every time that old habit comes to mind, a new behavior will replace it. And that new behavior will take over as if it has been there forever. And it will feel so natural and so easy that you just do it for as long as you need to. And when you don't need to, you can stop doing it. Because you've got control and you can be really surprised at how often you can do it. That's right. Now in that room, in amongst those parts, you look around. You look around to the back wall where that black door is. And as you look, that black door begins to shrink. And it gets smaller and smaller until it is the size of a golf ball. And it gets smaller and smaller still. And it just simply disappears. And that place is sealed away forever. And so you bring that part into the room with all the other parts. And just getting in touch with all those parts. The part of your creativity. The part of your laughter, your friendship. All the parts that make you feel good, they all combine now and make you feel really good. And you feel so good, you feel so wonderful, because you've made a serious decision. And you know it's the right decision. And all those reasons you used to have are gone. And that makes you feel so good. Because you know you've done that. And so, with all the best wishes of those good parts, you move towards the other end of the room, and there's another door. And this time, you go through into another room. That's right. And on the far wall, is a giant TV screen, and there's a movie playing. And you go and stand in front of that movie, and on a small table in front of you, there's a video remote control, and you can make that movie go fast or slow or backwards or forwards. And you look at the movie, and you realize that movie is showing you and your typical day. It shows you getting up in the morning. It shows you having breakfast if you normally have breakfast. It shows you driving to work. It's showing you at work, having breaks, driving home from work, and getting home and sitting, perhaps watching TV or just having conversations with family, and maybe going outside and coming back in. It's your typical day. And as you watch this movie, you are able to speed up the movie and see your day go fast. And you can reverse it. And you can control your day any way you want. But you look at it closely, and you see that you are in all the scenes. And there are so many scenes where you are holding a cigarette, and you see yourself holding that cigarette, and you realize that something's not right. And you realize with horror that there is a rope wrapped around the wrist that is holding that cigarette. And that rope is coming out of the giant TV screen, and it is wrapped around your own wrist right now. And you are connected to that. And as you look in every scene, there is a rope coming out, tied around your wrist right now, tied to that cigarette. But you are in control. And so you wind that video back to the beginning, and you see yourself waking up in the morning, getting up, and you see yourself reaching for the pack of cigarettes, and you see the rope, and something sharp appears in your other hand in that room, and you reach out and you easily cut that rope. You break the connection. And as you do, that picture of cigarettes disappears. And you see yourself with no cigarettes. And a big smile is on your face. And you're feeling really good. And the movie goes on to another scene. You're having breakfast. And you are feeling good at that. And then you see yourself after breakfast, if you've had breakfast. And again, there's that hand with the cigarette and the rope. And you reach out and you cut that rope again. And as you do, the cigarette disappears. And you feel so good. And you know that you don't have to have that. That connection is gone. And you can go through now and see every scene in your day, your typical day, and you can cut the rope. You can cut away the connection between you and that cigarette. I want you to do that now, Manuel. Use that remote control and go through your day as fast as you like. And at every scene, every time you smoke, just reach out and just cut that rope. And you will see it falls off both wrists and you are free. That's right. Use that remote control and go through your day as fast as you like. And at every scene, every time you smoke, reach out and just cut that rope. And you will see it falls off both wrists and you are free. That's right. Use that remote control and go through your whole day as fast as you like. And at every scene, every time you smoke, reach out and just cut that rope. And you will see that it falls off both wrists. And you are free. And you can fast forward through that scene and cut every rope. And when you have done that, you'll have a movie of your day with no cigarettes. And there's other movies on there. There are movies of you on holidays. There are movies of going to visit friends. There are movies of you at socials or parties. You cut the rope in all of that. And when you have done that, you can just run that movie backwards as fast as you can, like an old jerky black and white comedy, and just see your day running backwards and all those cigarettes disappear. And when you get to the beginning, run it forwards again. Take a moment to see yourself going smoothly through your whole day. And there are no cigarettes. In that movie, you are smiling and feeling good. And you are doing those other things in place of cigarettes. You are doing those new behaviors of a non-smoker, such as deep breathing, closing your eyes, smiling. And at the end of the day, you see yourself go to bed, feeling healthy, and happy, and very much in control. Just thinking about how your decision has changed your life and how your days will be from now on. And you can fast forward with that remote control into the next day and the next day, and you can see your life as it will be. See your life as it is. Fresh breath. Deeper lung capacity. More money. Physically fitter. Feeling healthier. Feeling happier. Taste buds have come back to life now that your tongue is no longer coated with the tar from cigarettes. You'll notice that your food tastes so much better. You'll also notice now that you're more clear-headed and you feel completely clean. And I wonder how good that makes you feel. And so now you put down the controller and you start a new movie. And in this movie, you see yourself walking across a bridge. And halfway across the bridge, there's a tape. A paper ribbon of some sort. and you walk up to it. And on the other side of the bridge, there are people that are just waiting for you to cross, to welcome you. And you realize you can walk forward across that bridge and leave the past behind. All you have to do is break that tape, that flimsy bit of paper. That's all there is to it. Snapping that tape means you are choosing to go forward, crossing into a new life, a different life, clean and free. And can you break that tape and go forward now? Breaking that tape means you have decided to leave that habit behind. Make a clean break. And if you are ready to push through that tape now and leave that habit behind forever, you can signal, let me know by raising the index finger of your left hand. Excellent. And so now you walk forward against that tape and it breaks. And it flutters away harmlessly. And you realize that everything has changed. You have changed. And all the people on the other side are all the people you know and love, and all the people who love you. And all the people you have known in the past. And they're all looking at you and applauding. And you come down from that bridge. And you feel really good because you have left behind all that old stuff. And you move among these people, feeling good. Some hug and kiss you. Some pat you on the back. And they are shaking your hand. And you can hear them saying, that Manuel, you know, what he has done, he's changed his life. I always knew he could. I always thought he was a strong and powerful person to begin with. And on the far side, you hear somebody saying, I'm so proud of him. I've always been proud of him. And now look at what he's done. That's right. Sylvie is there. And she is so proud of you. So happy for you. That finally, you have stopped this nasty, dangerous habit, and you have gained total control of your mind and body to keep you healthy. That's right. Your mother-in-law and father-in-law are there as well. Everyone is rejoicing in your success now. They realize how important this was for you, and they're so happy, very happy, that you finally made it happen. And you move on, and then you bump into someone that you haven't seen in a very long time. And this person does not know that you are now a non-smoker, and takes out his pack of cigarettes and offers you a cigarette. You look at this person, and you look at the cigarette, and you realize what this person is doing is offering friendship through the guise of offering a cigarette. So you accept the friendship and push away the cigarette. And you tell this person, I don't do that anymore. I'm a non-smoker now. Thanks, but no thanks. And so there's a new respect there. In all the people you work with, they all sense the power of your new behavior now, and they have deep respect for what you have accomplished. That's right. That's right. And here's another scene where you are at a social somewhere, and there is a cigarette there in an ashtray, and you pick it up, and you snap it in two. Because from now on, Manuel, anytime you find a cigarette in your fingers, you just snap it in two and crush it. You will always do that. And as you walk out there in the new life, all those good wishes go with you, and you feel so good about that decision. And you know that you will never, never, never go back and do that again. It's over with. And so now you find yourself walking along the side of a river somewhere, or a lake maybe. It's a lovely warm day. The sun is shining, and there is fresh air blowing along, and there are flowers, and you can hear the birds singing, and it's the best day you've ever had. And as you walk along there, you can somehow see yourself walking along. It's as if you are seeing you from above, from a distance. And you can see how you are dressed, how you walk, and you can read the thoughts of that person, that you walking along, clear in your mind. You hear yourself think to yourself how healthy you are now, how getting rid of that dirty, messy habit has made your lungs clean and clear. Because you know for your long-term health, for your breathing, that you need to have clean, clear lungs. And you know that your business requires you to be healthy. That's right. And when you think about it, smoking, you don't really enjoy that habit. You never really did. You felt like you were a slave to it, really. And you know it makes you feel sick in your stomach. And it makes you feel horrible. If you were to have a puff of cigarette, it would taste like red beans and chili. You would instantly feel sick to your stomach. You would have a gag reflex. You would feel like vomiting. That's how repulsive the idea of having a puff of cigarette would be. Should you? If you were to have a puff of cigarette, it would taste like chili with red beans, but it would be 10 times worse. 10 times worse. You would feel really, really sick. You would feel so sick to your stomach. And so you refuse to take a puff. That dirty, smelly, awful tasting habit is past. It's over with. You want to stay healthy and feel good. And now, as you watch yourself walk along that road, you can hear yourself think about how you've now got more money to use for better things. You have better health, deeper lung capacity, and you're happy to hear from your doctor that you no longer need as many puffers to reinforce the health of your lungs. Fewer puffers, puffers with not as strong, because your lungs are healing very fast. You can see that you're feeling good about yourself because you are noticing just how much in control you are, and that makes you feel good. Think about what you have gained and what you have actually given up. What you have given up is the smoker's cough, the bad breath, the smelly clothes, dull skin, and the worry, the constant worry about your health. And what you have gained, your taste buds come to life again, and you can really taste your foods and beverages. Being free to be in the company of others, whether they smoke or not, but being free to be there and be totally in control and accepting that you are now very happily a non-smoker. and your eyes sparkle, your teeth are white and clean. And I wonder if you can feel a smile on your lips now. And so you look around, and everything reminds you of how you have changed. And you can be surprised over the next days and hours and weeks how little things you notice will surprise you, will remind you of how you have changed and how good it is. And you can look forward to a long and healthy life. And your business will continue to be vibrant because your health is vibrant. And as you walk along there, you find yourself outside of a clinic, a hospice, some kind of a private hospital. And you walk inside, and you stop outside a room. Inside that room, there's a man lying in bed. He's just a few months older than you. And he is surrounded by family and friends, and they are all crying. And you listen. You listen to that man, and he's telling the people around him, his family, his children, what he told himself all these years, why he kept smoking. And he's telling them all the excuses he gave himself for smoking. And as you hear them, they don't sound convincing, do they? And I wonder if you know what reasons he told the others, told himself. And I wonder if you can hear how false they are, how ridiculous they sound. That it helped him to concentrate, that it relaxed him, that it gave him something to do when he was bored. And here he is, lying in that bed. His life is slipping away, full of waste and regret. And his family are there, and they're crying. And he cries himself at his selfishness and stupidity. And he will never come out of that bed. And you think to yourself that you wouldn't like to have to explain to people who love you and depend on you. You don't want to end up like this broken, dying man. And so you close the door on that scene, knowing that that will never happen to you. That all those excuses were false, and all those beliefs were false. And that man believed what that man believed and paid for just isn't true. Cigarettes never, never, never helped anybody do anything. And so you walk away. You walk away feeling proud. Feeling very proud of yourself, feeling determined, and that changes you. You feel something change inside of you. You know that every cigarette is a problem. Every puff is a danger. And when you imagine a cigarette in your fingers now, that image of the dying man comes to mind. Every time you think of a cigarette, an image of the dying man appears. The desolation, the fear, the anger, anger at the waste, and the image of the family crying. And you can imagine snapping that weak, fragile cigarette and just snapping it, crushing it, and throwing it away, grinding it into the ground, and everything it represents, because nothing, nothing, nothing will ever make you take that first puff again. That's over with, because you have the power to change, Manuel. You know that the only thing that stops you from stopping is an irrational fear. But there is nothing to fear. Giving up cigarettes is simple and direct. You will feel nothing. You will feel nothing at all. You will be able to go through your day normally. And all those things that you used to do will just not be there anymore. You can forget about them. You can forget about the habits. And you can say to yourself, repeat this over and over silently in your mind now. I deserve to be a non-smoker. I am a non-smoker. I don't smoke. I will never, never, never smoke. Finally, I am free. I had my last cigarette a long, long time ago. And when you think about smoking, somehow it seems to be a long time ago in the past. And whenever you think about a cigarette or smoking, you remember that it tastes like chili with lots of red beans. And it's 10 times worse, 10 times worse. And it tastes awful, and it makes you feel sick to your stomach. And whenever you think about smoking, you take that thought, that image of smoking, and move it far away to your left in your mind. And it all seems such a long, long time ago, in a different lifetime, when you were a different person. Because you deserve to be a non-smoker. You are a non-smoker. Smoking was never something you enjoyed. And you can tell yourself that over and over again with every breath. I never enjoyed smoking. Cigarettes taste like chili, except 10 times worse. Cigarettes make me sick. And so you continue talking to yourself and you say, now I have something else. Now I feel good about myself and I keep my habits under control. I am in charge. I know what I am doing. I know who I am. I am in control. Giving up this dirty, smelly, dangerous habit is easy because you have the ability to take charge of your life. Much like taking charge of your business, you have the ability to take charge of your life. You have the ability to decide what you want to do. You have the ability to take a decision. Well, you've already taken that decision, and that has changed your life today, hasn't it? You're a different person now. And so now you can look ahead to the rest of the day and see yourself going through your day. And you will have a different behavior. And people will look at you differently. And when they look at you differently, that just reminds you of your decisions and how easy it is and how good you feel. And little things throughout the day and the evening will keep reminding you of how good you feel about yourself, about your decision, and about how other people regard you now. And when you wake up tomorrow morning, the first thing in your mind will be how wonderful you feel and how good you feel now. And there will be a few moments where your body begins to heal, and maybe just for a little while, the smoker's cough will continue as it's clearing your lungs, healing your lungs. But these are all signs that you are getting healthy, that you are on your way to fitness, that you will be fit and ready for a healthier life, that you will never, never be bothered by these again. Because those are healthy signs. And you can look out for them. And they'll all remind you of how good this decision is. And they will remind you of the way that you can go through your day and never even think about it. As each hour passes, your resolve, your capability will get stronger and stronger as it is now. And in your mind, there is that feeling of certainty that you will never, never, never have another puff. You had your last. It is over. At last, it is over. And that's really good, isn't it? And you know that you will be successful at this, as you have been successful in your business life all throughout your life. You also know that you will be very successful at this. You've been successful at so many things in your life. But you are going to be very successful at this. That's right. And you can feel that now. You can feel that sense of certainty, of your ability, that nothing will sway you, that you are in charge. And you are going to go forward to a great success. That's right. So now I would like you to think back over all those successes you've had in your life. Many times you had to be determined and focused to achieve certain goals. You've had many successes throughout your life. That's right. And you've had a lot of positive successes where you achieve those goals by being focused and committed and determined. And all those people with good wishes towards you, and all those people who support you, and all the other things you have learned today, and bring that feeling of success, of certainty. And with your eyes closed, I'm going to ask your subconscious mind to answer this question. I will let your subconscious mind know when to answer by saying now. I'm asking your subconscious mind now, are you now a non-smoker? Now. Excellent. And that confirms both consciously and subconsciously that you are now a non-smoker. That's right. This is a confirmation that you are now a non-smoker. Consciously and subconsciously. You've made up your mind. This is who you are now. That lets you know that you and every part of you has changed forever. And we will just go on. Your mind has agreed to do everything needed. You are now a non-smoker by choice, by decision, by decree, because it's something that you really, 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 really consider to be important, more important than your business success. That the habit is now in the past, that your guarantee, that's your guarantee. You now know you have finished with this. And when you emerge from hypnosis, you'll know that the things we've talked about are so true. And you will just know that you are different now in many, many ways. And you may surprise yourself at how different you can be. That's right. How easy it is. So simple. It's actually simple. And that's another good thing. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach 5, you'll emerge from hypnosis. And if you're at home listening to this recording, if you're listening to this recording before bedtime, when I reach 5, you'll just be able to turn off your device and roll over and fall asleep. If it's during the day, and I count from 1 to 5, when I reach 5, you'll open your eyes, feeling refreshed and energized and ready to go on with your day. 1, recognizing powerful positive changes have taken place here today, changes that will continue to unfold every minute of every hour of every day, maintaining your truth as a non-smoker. 2, powerful positive changes have taken place here today. Changes that will continue every time you listen to the recording. Maintaining your truth as a non-smoker. 3, recognizing you are now a non-smoker permanently, naturally, easily for the rest of your natural life. And 4, recognizing the hypnosis is now coming to an end. And 5, eyes open, eyes open. The session is now over.